Yo.
Check.
Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
Including Xfinity. We are the Uncelebs.
Uncelebs.
This is episode... This is episode 80, right?
80,
okay.
Ooh, 20 episodes till the 100.
Yes. Episode 80, Jerry Rice. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Steffi, Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
And, yeah.
We are in...
We're in...
Cast Sound Lab.
Cast Sound Lab.
Hey.
Again.
Sometimes I'll be feeling
80. You be feeling 80? Yeah.
Sometimes
I was gonna say something real disrespectful. I'm not even gonna lie.
You almost had an 80 moment, man. What? Do you hear me? What
sometimes
you say now?
When I get out of bed, make that old man noise, you know.
Oh yeah, that was me this. Oh man, that was me this morning. Oh shit. Ooh.
Then I'll be saying to myself, "Okay, I got this."
Okay. Almost cried this morning.
You almost cried.
I could not move out the bed. Like my back, like all this was like hurting. I must have slept on the wrong side, and like.
Damn. The beauty of getting older.
Yeah,
that's beauty.
You have to see the beauty somewhere.
You definitely are a silver lining kind of gal.
If you can only see my face, listeners, it look like it hurt.
Yeah, man. But right. Hey, time to pay the bills, right? So
pay the bills.
This podcast is sponsored by Anchor App.
Anchor App.
Anchor App is the number one app to stream your podcast just from a click of a button. You download to your mobile device, hit record, and, you know, you do your episode. And as soon as you have a click of a button, you're on 6 different streaming platforms, anywhere right from Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and more. So if you haven't already, please download the Anchor App.
They'll hold you down.
Yeah, man. Start your podcast.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of podcasts... You're listening to our podcast, and you know what we would like for you to do? Share it with other people so they can also listen to our podcast.
Don't be selfish. Don't be stingy.
Yeah.
Like sharing is caring.
Yes.
Yes.
Nigga.
Share your thoughts, man. Also, yeah, you know, like we don't stress it enough to, like, you know, if you feel like it's something that we need to, you know, discuss or there's something we need to work on. You know, just give us your thoughts, man. We open to, you know.
We open for discussion.
Yeah, open discussion and the criticism. Like, we're open for all that. So, we really appreciate that, man.
If you want to hop in the comments and say, yo, fuck y'all, we will respond to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to always be positive. Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to always.
Expeditiously.
Be positive. I mean, like.
Hey, listen partner.
I mean.
Be clear.
I mean, you come out the side of your face. I mean, like, I can't.
Rearrange that shit. No, it's all love, man. It's all peace.
It is all love, though.
Honor.
What?
Yeah, man. All right, so for this episode, we're gonna get some new music, right? Missy Elliott. Start off with that. Missy Elliott came out. The EP. I almost said IP. EP. Fucking word.
Iconology.
Iconology. The 5-song EP, well, 4-song EP.
It's five songs.
It's an acapella.
Yeah, so I listened to that separately.
Oh, the same song.
So what?
It's different track.
5 tracks.
5 tracks, okay.
4 songs, 5 tracks.
I think Yeezy should have did this one.
Yeezy should, Kanye should have did this?
No, why would you take...
Kanye should have did that one.
What? Why would you take Missy from her own beats? Like, come on.
I know, but, you know.
Well, okay, let me ask you this.
You seem like you don't know the kids I, and it shows.
Let me ask you this, Ant. What did you think about the album? Because you're the one who bought it for. So what'd you think of it?
I only heard the single that she came out with. What is it called?
Throw It Back.
Damn. Throw It Back. Okay.
Okay, what'd you think of that song?
I heard Throw It Back. Automatically, like, Missy vibes, like, straight up.
Word.
I would say early 2000 Missy. Like, not 90s Missy, but early 2000s, like, Lose Get Control. Your Freak On tight, you know.
The video, most definitely.
Yeah, but, it wasn't, okay. It wasn't her very best, you know? It was like, okay, Missy's back. All right, I'm happy. I'm content with life. But I felt like, being that she took such a long hiatus, it could have been a lot. Like, the video, I love the video. The video is dope.
Mm-hmm.
But the song itself was like, could have been a little better.
Okay, so when you, all right, well, being that you said you only heard that one song, so
you got to give it a chance.
Yeah, you got to
you got to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, you listen to the rest of it.
It only takes 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's five songs.
I heard there was another song. It sounded like some joint that she was like singing on. Like,
yeah, there was I think it's the old school joint.
I think it's called, like, I Love You. Hold on.
Hold
on. Yeah, okay. It's called Why I Still Love You.
Why I Still Love You. And that, it's a real old school type song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real.
Kind of
like
Beat Me 911.
No.
Don't even know what that is.
It's more
beat
like.
Me now, and told me
oh no! See.
Oh no, nah, that's more R&B. This is more of a soul track. This is more of a like two-step ballad type thing, you know.
Right.
And but it's like Missy got a voice, so you know, like me personally, I listened to the whole thing, and I was just glad to hear it because. Even if it is average Missy and it's like nothing super impressive, it's still Missy, and you know she's mad right. unique, and like that's the only way that you gonna hear that sound is from Missy. So
right.
I fucked with it. I'm just glad she wasn't talking about sex too much, cause it still weirds me out. Like, I couldn't stand hearing Missy on the Touch It remix. It was like no. touch it. I know you wish.
First of all, it's not that it's awkward to hear Missy talk about sex. It's just that verse was awkward as fuck.
No, me personally.
No. I'm telling you. I'm telling you that awkward? Verse was awkward as fuck.
Okay. Because I'm just saying, like.
You want to know what's awkward?
What?
Hearing Missy Gray talk about sex.
No, I've never done that, and I consider myself fortunate.
I don't even think it's sex. I think it's like seducing, like just like seducing a young buck.
Yo, you know what?
Like, I feel like what, that I'm, type of music. Like.
You know what? I'm gonna sound even worse. You know what's bad? What sounds awkward? Hearing Macy Gray talk at all. All right, I'm too mean. What's going on today? Anyway, So,
yeah,
Sean, did you get a chance to hear the album?
Yes, I did. I and I'm glad that Ant brought up the Beat Me 911, right? Because I'm a huge Missy fan, and I have such a high expectation for Missy.
Yeah.
So it's like when I listen to like Beat Me 911. See, in that time, in that era, her and Timbaland, they were like the innovators. Like that was a sound you did not hear anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So they're kind of like the pioneers of a new sound. So I felt like with this album, it didn't really cut it. I felt like she was trying to like keep up with the current sound instead of like being a little more innovative with her shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. So only like two songs I really like. It was Why I Still Love You and Drip Demeanor.
Drip demeanor.
Drip demeanor. Word.
All right. So
what about throw it back?
Eh, it's like a twerking song. Like you play it in the club, is a twerk off.
He doesn't feel the twerking song.
I don't twerk.
Do you appreciate?
Damn.
Well,
I do.
High five on that.
It's cool to look at. To a certain extent, it's like, all right, I'm bored.
Let's do something else.
Until she does something else, you're like, oh my God. Wow. In a handstand?
All right. So, now, two things. I didn't listen to it yet. I'm probably going to do it tonight. I just haven't had a chance because I've been fucking tired. Mm-hmm. But what you were saying, it's been so long. She's been on a hiatus. Yeah, she's been on hiatus, but she's been on other people's tracks. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm Better and Where You From was on an album.
Yeah, they weren't. They should have been
they
on this.
They were just singing. Yeah, they should have been on this. I think it was a long gap. I don't know what happened. Maybe something happened personally or something happened behind the scenes where this came out mad late. Because she had another one, Pep Rally. She had three singles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it was like there wasn't that long of a gap. But from what I'm hearing... Yeah. So far, from what I'm hearing, I'm like, okay, so I like I'm Better. Love the video. Mm-hmm. Where You From is a bop. Uh-huh. Didn't really get into Pep Rally because she was pushing it a lot. So I was like, okay, sis. Like,
you're coming on a little strong.
She was pushing it for a whole year.
That's
so it was
how
like,
I felt about the Touch It verse.
Okay.
I don't like you that way.
Okay. I understand that, but that's what I said. It was awkward.
Okay.
But damn, I forgot my second point. But yeah, like it wasn't that long to this. But then like I like those tracks. So you saying it's like kind of underwhelming. Oh, I remember my second point now. You saying you have high expectations and everything. Over 10 years ago when we first was listening to Missy and we was rocking to her and everything and she was doing all these tricks and with the big lips and the garbage bag and all that other stuff and everything. That's that shit that people do now.
That's what I'm saying.
She was ahead of time then. What if she just kept up with her thing and now she's just
blending in now.
So she has to do something even different. That's why
George Jetson looked like a regular guy in 2019.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Did y'all see Lizzo's VMA performance?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
Not yet.
I taped it yesterday.
She performed on a booty.
I believe it.
Like an oversized.
I believe it.
Well, let me. Okay. Because I all right, I'm a late bloomer. I got onto Lizzo very late.
I did too.
Yeah, that's how I found about Lizzo. We was in the car and like,
yeah,
blasting like, Lizzo in the car.
I just saw Lizzo rapping, then turn around, pull out a flute, start killing it, and then say, "Bitch, you emotional." And it was pretty. Like I'm like, all right, even if I don't listen to her music, I'm a supporter. But
yeah,
more new music.
Yeah, like somebody was telling me they was fucking with Lizzo and then I think they got disappointed because she did a song with somebody. I forgot.
You can't get disappointed when somebody do a song with somebody now. It just happens unless like somebody records a song with R. Kelly like tomorrow. Like that's the only thing that's gonna call up Harvey Weinstein like, yo, could you feature on this track? Like, yeah, that's the only person. But
it might have been Missy Elliott. Yeah,
she did a song with Missy.
Yeah
it was recent. I saw the video. And,
like, she probably she paved the way for her.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the direct offspring.
Yeah. She did look like her big sister in the video though.
Yeah.
Like her older big sister.
True. <It's> fucking Missy is like Asian backwards now. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah, she looking more and more like she looking more and more like Mary J. Blige and shit.
Word. Word, man.
But yo, since we go and talk about new albums, I have to bring up one of my favorite albums this year so far, and that is Chance the Rapper, The Big Day. Did you hear it?
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Yo, I will say that this is some unique type shit, but it's a long album. I think it's like 23 tracks, maybe.
No, 20 something. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's an album.
It's an album. A long album.
Yeah.
But
yo, Dre.
Yo.
I don't mind albums being that long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind.
I do. I do. I ain't even going front. Look, I'm sorry. I still haven't gotten through J. Cole's Born Sinner all the way. Like, not once all the way through. I've heard everything on it, but I couldn't get through. I didn't get through the whole thing all the way through.
From so beginning to end.
You're not a fan of, like, long? So?
Long albums? No. I think I'm.
He's not a fan of long anything. Let's
like,
talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, yo, you talk like, about this movie is now, like, 3.5 hours
but
long.
But we'll get to the end and enjoy the entire thing.
So, right.
We sat through the Avengers with no problem.
Think back on that.
And,
we didn't.
And,
think back on that. Okay.
And,
okay.
Did not sit on our row.
Nigga, I just saw that shit for the first time all the way through like yesterday. Like, come on. I fell asleep. That was great sleep too. The fucking Hulk screams in the background. Who cares? Anyway. But, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna like, say. Okay, my fault. Because I was say you said you're not a fan of like long albums. So what did you think of like All Eyes on Me?
Too long, man. I love that album too. Just like this album. I'm not gonna complain that it's a long album if all the songs are dope. But what happens when you have a 23 track album is that you end up making mad filler tracks, and you'd make this song, and it, like certain people could get that off, you know. Tupac could get that off because he's going to have a bunch of different creative topics.
Right.
Chance the Rapper can get that off because he's going to have a bunch of different creative sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross can't get that off if he ever, like, I don't know how many tracks was on his album, but it sounded like I listened to three. And
it's literally like a 2-disc album. You could pretty much say
Rick,
that.
What, Rick Ross album?
No, The Big Day.
Oh, okay.
That could be considered a 2-disc album.
Yeah, that was definitely be a double album.
But it's a bop though.
All the way through.
It's a bop, okay.
It's a bop though.
Like they have, and you gotta respect the variety that's in it. Yeah. Because, you know, he got on, he has SWV sample on.
Okay.
He has SWV featuring on one track. He got freaking In Vogue featuring on another track.
Wow.
He has Death
Cab. Yeah, nah, the features was popping.
He has Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes.
Featuring on another one.
Wow.
Like,
like what?
Yeah, like,
he has Shawn Mendes is on there. Yeah. Ed Sheeran is on there.
Wait, who?
Pops.
I was
fucking pop the interludes on point. Jack A. Harry.
Wow.
Pops.
Yeah.
The Shadow Man, whatever his name.
Yeah, the Shadow Man was up there.
Like,
wow.
Yo, and it all, and this whole album is centering around The Big Day, which is his wedding.
Right.
Okay. You know?
Yo,
so
that,
this whole album was like the definition of black boy joy. Mm-hmm. Like, just mad two-step tracks, a couple, I ain't single no more, I ain't single no more, I ain't single no more. Like, yo, don't call him.
Okay.
Don't text him.
Like, yo, that shit, son, that whole album, like, that shit gives you a lot of different shit. And even, like, even the song that he did with his brother, Taylor, yeah. Taylor Bennett, who also raps in. I haven't heard any of his music.
Yo,
but
I've
heard
his voice, and
before.
I'm like, "Who's that?" He's like, "That's his brother." I'm
He kind of sounds like him,
he
just a
does,
different him, right?
But like, he has like a deeper register of a voice.
Yeah.
So
it's like less nasally.
That ain't Chance. Like,
he looks just like him. I think.
He do.
He does look just
but,
like.
But I mean, they even mentioned that in the verse. But basically, like
it's like God said,
"Oh, But you know, like even that song, I think it was called Rue. That shit was hard as hell. Like, as far as hard bars and verses and shit like that, that's what that was. But like, it's super unique. And when I heard it, after I heard it for like the second or third time,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, this might be the album of the year.
Wow.
And like, I stand by it. It might be, but another album that I'm going to mention may pass it in my book. It's like a toss up between them because they're so different.
Yeah.
It's like apples and oranges. But I'll bring that up after someone else.
All right. So let me ask you this. You heard the album in its entirety, like, because lately, well, back then they were saying like, for a while, like, Chance music was starting to sound a little like really like religious.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. Not trying to like do too deep into that, but like, yeah, you know, he's like a Christian rapper. He's like, you know, God and Jesus and stuff like that. In this album, do you hear that?
You hear definitely some religious tones, you know?
Yeah.
But let's keep it funky. It's Chance the Rapper.
Exactly.
If you go back to Acid Rap, you listen to that shit,
yeah,
and you go through each song, gospel songs, like at least the background. You know, each one of his intros almost every time is a gospel song.
Right.
Like, that's why, like, did you hear his verse on Ultralight Beam? Like, yeah. That is super religious. Like, glory be to God.
The song is called Ultralight Beam. Yeah. Like,
I think the people who did say that is the people who got on to Chance late.
Yeah.
They're not like when he first came out. So these are new fans saying this. Because I was like, I remember like Good Ass Intro. I was very, like, I felt like I was in church. I was listening to that.
The whole thing, like, it had, like, four or five different artists on there just to sound like a choir.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, so, like, I think that's part of the unique part of Chance, like, the unique sound that he gives. But I will say with this album, he really touched on just about every sound that you could go for. You know, the R&B, the hard shit. The just smoking and swagged out, just chilling.
Yeah,
that's Semen Gucci slides, slide around. Like, that shit is son. Like, when I first heard it, I'm like, it took me a second, but after a couple times, it's like, yo, you find yourself singing like multiple songs from it, and like now the whole fucking album is stuck in your head.
That's great.
Like, the whole album,
damn.
Like, there's probably like the one song, maybe two songs that I don't listen to it that much is the one with Death Cab for Cutie, and there's one song that is extremely excruciatingly happy, and it's like. And even at the end, it just cuts out and it's just drums and he murks that verse, like, the whole shit. So, like, I still have to listen to that shit. So, I would recommend anybody who wants to hear, like, the next wave in hip-hop, you know, some new, unique shit, definitely listen to that.
Okay.
Since we're still talking about Chance the Rapper, did you guys get a chance to...
You couldn't resist it.
Huh?
Nothing. He didn't even realize
that. That is the name of the episode, goddammit. You're right.
Huh?
Did you guys hear the freestyle he did with A$AP Ferg and his brother?
Nah.
On
Oh shit. No.
Nah, I haven't.
You guys gotta check that out.
It Word. Was
recent. I think it was last week.
Oh, okay.
It was fire. Like, him, A$AP, Ferg, they killed it. And his brother is a spitter.
Yeah.
Taylor Bennett, yeah.
Yeah. He really do rap, too.
Damn.
He's a serious spitter.
Yeah. All right, so...
Who else got some albums? Because I've been listening to a lot of
them. We can't get into all of them because I'm like, seriously, mad at them came out in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And like, Personally, the ones I've listened to was, again, Chance. Rhapsody was thrown on for me.
Oh my gosh.
We can get into it in a second. Uh-huh. Jidenna though.
Okay. I didn't
85 to Africa.
85.
Right? I'll listen to that. I haven't listened to that yet.
Yo.
It's been a while. Like, what the fuck? Like, where you been, man?
Oh my god. Making this album apparently. Yeah. Yo.
Stuck on Classic
Man. Yo, get off Classic Man. and get on to this. I was at work going like, okay. Oh, wow. He got the Afro beats. Like, he.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Good.
Like,
good.
I'm actually thinking about going to the concert now. I'm like, I'll have fun.
I remember the dopest song I heard from Jidenna was when he performed it on Luke Cage, Long Live the Chief. That's probably like the.
Yeah. Yo. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that.
The little bang bang. Long Live the Chief.
Yeah, that song is fucking fire.
I was like, see, Drake can't do that.
Oh my god. Like,
Drake can't do that.
Drake, I can see Drake try to do that.
Yo, let Drake get a fucking red comb over.
Yo, that should be crazy.
Like a Drake and Jidenna episode.
A song. Red comb over.
That's what he got, right? I don't know what else to call it.
That's not what he got.
He got the finger wave thing.
Son, yeah. He has the exact shit that Malcolm X shaved off of his head while he was in jail.
He got that fucking Sammy Davis Jr.
It's like. But yeah, man, Jidenna. But like, I can't even front. The more I listen to Jidenna, the more I like him. Like, my favorite track from him, even more than Classic Man, because Classic Man was bop. But even more than Classic Man, Bambi was my shit.
Bambi,
Bambi, Bambi, bum, bum, Bambi. Like, that whole shit was just mad smooth, and it was just the same type of song that you would expect it to sound like, except they just brought the drums in a little harder, so you know you gotta respect Jidenna.
Wow. Okay.
But
oh my god. As we're speaking about him, I get a message from my best friend about Jidenna. Wow. But okay, no, she loves him. But
So we got Missy, Jidenna. I it's still Revenge of the Dreamers 3 for me.
That's just fine too. That's just fine.
Yeah.
Jim Jones dropped a new album and I actually listened to it. Heatmakers, Just Blaze. The production is crazy on there. It's regular standard Jim Jones.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're a Jim Jones fan, you'll love it. If you're not a fan of Jim Jones, you'll love the beats. Fucking Rick Ross still sounds the same, so you know, nothing new to see here. Yeah. Fucking Benny the Butcher. Somebody told me that somebody told me about him. And now, like, I'm on my rappers and I've never heard of Benny the Butcher. So then he tells me, like, I say the Chances got the album of the year. He says, nah, Benny the Butcher was better. I said, Tah. But I had never heard it. Oh. I had never heard it. So I listened to Benny the Butcher. And I gotta say, if you want some raw, gutter, straight street bars and shit, that shit was fire. Bro, you know?
Them dudes, them upstate motherfuckers, they not playing, bro.
Upstate?
They from Buffalo motherfuckers? Son, they're not playing, bro.
Them Buffalo motherfuckers.
They are not playing with nobody, bro. Like, they got like New York on lock right now. Like, they told all the five boroughs, like, move over. So I was
like, yeah, like,
we got this right now. Like, Buffalo, they on the come up right now, bro. Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I need to find some more, man. Because, like, it was, like, I can't even front. Like, it wasn't even hard to listen to that whole shit. Because it was just, like, you know, shit that we're used to. Shit that we don't get that much of no more. Like, when the last time you heard a new Jadakiss type rapper, Fred the Godson?
Yeah. Like, Jadakiss / Jay.
Yeah, somewhere in between there. I have to talk about what may be the album of the year in my book, still toss up with Chance the Rapper, is Rhapsody. Name of the album is Eve. Every song is named after a powerful, influential black woman. but as well, it also makes for good bars through the song. Mm-hmm. Like the song Whoopee, and the hook goes, "You gonna make a sister act up." So like,
like, it's a good concept. Oh, it's a good concept. That. I can't even lie. I was,
yo,
like, he threw it on, but didn't even ask. But I wasn't complaining. He just threw it on. I was thinking I was crocheting, and I was just like, okay,
word. Wow. Word. And the song before that is Oprah. And this is just like, that's the song that she talks about, you know, bragging about the money and shit like that. But it like, there's still meaning behind all of it. Now, at the same time, she had LaKaylee 47 featuring on there. And my favorite feature on there was Queen Latifah. She had a fire ass verse. Like, that whole album, it was just, like, really, like, the concepts, the lyrics, the most of the beats. Because there was, like, two or three beats that was, like, But I fucking loved that album. Like, my favorite songs off of there was a song called Merle and a song called Michelle for Michelle Obama. And that's just a two-step track featuring L. Varner.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like the whole shit, I really fuck with that album, and I think that every black woman needs to hear it, just because, like, you know, it's about black women, but everybody needs to hear it just because it's fucking fire. So
I gotta listen to her.
Yeah, like, I felt like Rhapsody was overrated, and then I listened to Layla's Wisdom all the way through. Fire. And then she, once I heard about the concept for this album, I'm like, yo, I'm actually looking forward to it. Forgot about it once Chance the Rapper's album came out. And then her album came out, and I'm like, oh yeah, I was excited for this, and listened to it, and I'm like, oh yeah, damn, this is awesome.
Look what, like, look what Jermaine Dupri done started, man.
What?
And mind you, like, the fuck is...
and mind you, Jermaine Dupri, she actually just responded to, you know, Jermaine Dupri's comments. What? She was basically like, you know, she understood what he was talking about, but he just went around about it the wrong way.
Basically what we said.
Yeah, in a spot where he could have shined the light on people who are doing the right thing.
Instead of putting other people down.
Put down a whole bunch of black women, which is not the way you want to go.
Exactly. So.
That's true.
Come on, Jermaine. Come on. Now.
Damn it, Jermaine.
That sounded like a sound bite. It was just too perfect.
No, man.
We need to watch the Jackson 5 movie, and I guarantee you we'll find that at least once.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The moral of the story is... Man, fuck that. No. Yo, Anthony, get Rihanna on the phone, bro. Tell Rihanna...
When is the album coming out?
Tell Rihanna, I said, get out of Sephora for a second. Let me talk to her, man. All right? I want the album.
She says she not answer.
Tell her, fuck that. I don't give a fuck about makeup. I'm trying to dance.
She's not just making makeup. She's making lingerie. She's acting.
Yeah, she was in Ocean's 8.
She was in Ocean's 8. She was in Guava Island.
Fuck that. I want to dance.
No.
I want to dance.
If you
wanna
make dance, your money.
If you want to dance, watch Guava Island.
Word, though. Riri.
I want the album, man.
Make your money. Riri.
We do need another banger, though.
We do.
Yeah. Right, Julia?
We do need another banger.
What happened?
Power it up, power it up.
You know, all right, work.
Got 5 minutes.
Oh wow, that was like the most played out annoying song after a minute.
Oh no, it's just played out. That's why.
I just want to know how many times they said the word work.
That's a perfect segue because radio ruined that song for me. Every time it was on, why? Like, it would end on one station, you change to the other one, it'd be starting on another. Doom.
What? That was the tune.
But what happened? What's gonna happen if everybody's anticipating an album from her and then it doesn't really do well?
Oh, well, we've seen
it's
that
going to do well.
We see that happen.
Yeah, the Rihanna what Navy.
What if she puts on some three track?
Oh no.
A three track EP.
Work three.
She named the album "Y'all Been Waiting This Long." Here y'all go.
Excuse me.
Oh man. I would rather people take a long time to drop their albums than be like Drake and drop a fucking album that is actually like a best of. So like, playlist. Like you drop a playlist by October's very own. Nigga, you lazy. Shut up. You didn't even get a real album cover in the past three projects. This nigga wrote on a piece of paper and said, "If you're reading this, it's too late." That was his note to his fucking album art producer.
Do we have any fuck shit? No.
I think I'm getting sick.
Damn.
Not even like sick. It's just a head cold, but it's annoying because it's because there's mad AC and it's hot outside.
Where in this room is brick?
No, it's not just this room. I'm in a room with AC for 8 hours every day during the week.
Oh wow.
And they don't fucking care.
you could take the space heater.
Nah. Nah, I'd rather just bring a blanket.
What kind of argument is going to be going on in your cubicle?
Nah. I'd rather just not.
I can picture her doing that. Hey, you could. Oh, can you work late today? Like, nah.
I just look at them like, what? Oh, extra pay? Okay. Oh no, go home. Oh, I bet.
Yo, and if you got some fuck shit, make it quick. We got 2 minutes. Go.
I do some fuck shit real quick. I had this passenger in the car. And
Let him talk.
All right. So basically, she was just mad loud on the phone, talking shit. Then a few minutes later, she started talking shit about me.
I'm like, why are you this bum ass Uber driver?
She's like, oh, this ride is taking mad long. This driver's driving mad slow. Da, da, da. He's taking the long way. Oh my God, I could have been home mad long ago. Why is he driving through the forest? Da, da, da. Then she go and say, oh.
Wait, you was driving through
I could
the
really
forest?
Be kidnapped right now. Like, whoa.
Yo.
Like, oh, yo. Shut up. Your end location is on. End like, come on.
No, she's on the phone, so it's not.
Like, then get off the phone. What you mean? It's like, let me call you back. I got to call 911.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Yo. Wait a minute. Why was she talking about you? Like, there's a partition in this shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, you can hear her.
How she was all over the place. Yeah.
And she can just ask you, hey, why are you going this way? Where are you taking me? Like, come on.
First, she was like, oh, I don't know where I'm at. Then she's like, oh, I know where I'm at. Wow, I could really be kidnapped because I don't be knowing where I'm going. I'm like, wow.
It's like, you I just moved here. I have no out. Idea where I'm going. You can tell me better than I can tell you.
Like, yo, you ever get
I'm like, ma'am, trust me. I'm just trying to pay rent,
yo.
Put food on the table. Bruh,
I can't wait till the day that you quit Uber. We going to pop a bottle for you.
Yeah.
I don't think R. Kelly want to kidnap your ass.
Oh,
damn.
I mean, that's a good thing, you know. You don't want that.
If she's getting her own Uber, then I'm guessing she's probably out of his age range. On that note,
hey guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Episode 80, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Dre, Steph, Aunt Julia. Julie's in the house. You know what I mean?
She didn't want to be. She couldn't help it. Couldn't help herself.
She got front row seats, man. definitely check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that stuff, man. Everything. Spotify, everything. SoundCloud, everything, man.
Everything.
And
everything.
This podcast is sponsored by Anchor app.
Anchor.
You know? And we out, man. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Steffi, Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking new music. This shit is so fire this
year. All right.
We'll do next part two. Next week.
All right, man.
All right.
We out.
Yeah. All right.